This is Ask Me Another, NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, here with our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, and our house musician, Jonathan Colton. Let's meet our next two contestants. Lindsay Pryor, you work in HR at a publishing company, but your goal in life is to eat in as many New York restaurants as possible.
Yes, that's true.
Now, is that a fancy way of saying you just don't want to cook?
Well, it is New York City, and my apartment is very small.
Okay, right, yes. So what's one of the worst experiences you've had? Or just like top 200 bad?
Top 200 bad. I really don't have one. New York is really pretty solid with the food. Yeah.
Okay. Look at that. And your opponent is Emily Mason, studying to be a nurse, claiming to have the perfect recipe for scrambled eggs.
I do.
I know. Maybe Lindsay would like to know this. Can you tell us what it is?
It's very simple. Okay. Instead of adding milk, you add water.
What?
Because eggs are proteins, and if you add more proteins, they bind together and they get really dense. If you add water, they get light and fluffy because the water evaporates. To be fair, I learned it from LL Cool J on Deep Blue Sea.
Sure.
So.
We all get our knowledge from different places.
Yeah.
His hat is like a shark's fin, if I remember correctly.
So we've got a word game for you. In this game, the answer to each clue is a two-word phrase. The first word always starts with an S. Then you move the S to the end of the first word, and you get the second word. We're going to go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, for an example.
If I said, I flash my pearly whites every time I travel a distance of 5,280 feet, you'd answer, smile miles.
And the winner is going to move on to our final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Before heading out to fight vampires, Buffy always dresses appropriately for the weather with a t-shirt, hoodie, and a jacket. Emily.
Slayer Lairs?
Yeah!
All right, let's give this one a shot. This boat is the same size as my pelvis. Emily.
Ship hips.
Ship hips. Yes. Neptune is really harsh and grating when he wields his three-pronged spears. Emily.
Strident tridents.
Exactly. How'd that feel?
Pretty awesome,
actually.
That's good.
Jackson Pollock used his signature painting technique when serving hors d'oeuvres to guests at dinner parties. Emily.
Splatter platters.
Yeah, you're on a roll. Lindsay, there's still time.
We got
your back.
Yeah, it's difficult.
How about this one? The escargot needs to get a pedicure. Emily.
Snail's nails.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
You pluralize snails, but you know what?
Okay.
It's fine. Snail nails, we'll take it. This is your last clue. We're putting a lot of stress on these locomotives. Lindsay.
Strain trains.
Yes!
There you go.
Puzzle guru John Chinesky. How did our contestants do?
Well, they both got on the board, but Emily is going into the final round. Congratulations, Emily.
Thanks.
Listeners, if you are yelling out those answers, the bad news is I can't hear you. But the good news is you can apply to be a contestant on Ask Me Another. Just go to amatickets.org to find out how to take our contestant quiz.